This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, mamas. Today I want to talk to you about asking for help and receiving help and why we find this so hard. I know this has been spoken about a lot. We find it hard because we think we should be doing it ourselves. We find it hard because we feel like it's a reflection on ourselves as women and as mothers. We feel like if we admit we can't do it all, then there's something wrong with us. Yes, that's not new. It's a reflection of our addiction to being superwomen. Our belief that being a good mother means doing it all, and it's a reflection of our culture and our society of who we think we need to be getting this right. But what I want to share with you today, I hope, is another level of understanding of why you might feel so uncomfortable asking and receiving help. Over the years, I've coached thousands of mamas. And even the ones with amazing partners or amazing connections and relationships with their mother-in-law or their mother or their sister, they still struggle receiving the help that is offered. It's not about the relationship with this person. The person who's giving the help certainly is not judging them. It actually is an act and a gift of love. And yet, there is something inside that mama that makes it feel uncomfortable to accept that help. Why is that? If we are to understand that matrescence is a huge identity shift, then we can understand why it's so hard to accept help. Let me explain. When we become mothers, our identity completely transforms in every possible way. Even if you didn't feel that massive shift at the start of motherhood, I promise you it was there under the surface. The way you thought about money would have shifted. The way you would have thought about the environment would have shifted. The way you thought about relationships, politics, economics, all of it. There is a lens of matrescence that changes everything. And within that, you also change who you think you are. And you need to. You now have a tiny baby who you are responsible for. You have had to carry this baby for 9 months. You have had to birth this baby, bring it safely into the world in whichever way you ended up doing it. You're going to have to learn how to feed it and nurture it and nourish it. Your whole sense of self has reorientated to mother. But at the same time, you've had to either pause or let go of other parts of your identity. Perhaps you've stepped away from your work for maternity leave. Perhaps you've had to step back from friendship circles. You've had to change the way that you interact with your partner. All of these parts of yourself have changed. And in their absence, You have claimed this new identity of mother. This is who you are. You're fighting day and night to figure it out. It's a hard won thing. It's not even clear or certain yet. You're trying to understand, how do I do this? Is this right? Where did I go? Maybe questioning in the middle of the night. Is this right? Is this what I want to do? What happened to me? All of these questions, which are so normal, are part of the reorientation of yourself. And in that reorientation, you're clinging to this new identity of mother. This is where you're finding your new sense of self. This is where you're finding your power. This is how the world now sees you and how you see yourself. And all tied up in that is needing to claim it and own it. Perhaps you had a very strong sense of self at work. You knew who you were. You had gone through university. You had worked long hours. You had changed cities to pursue a career. You had put yourself on the line over and over again for years to be able to walk into that office confident, knowing who you were, understanding who you are in that environment. And now here you are, at home. You don't know what you're doing compared to the office. You're not sure if you're doing it right. It's wobbly and unclear. And every single day you're trying to reclaim yourself in this. Who am I? How do I do this bit? Where did I go? And in that reclaiming, in that identity seeking, we latch onto things like, I am the only one who can put the baby to bed. I'm the only one that can feed the baby. It needs to be me doing this part. Can you see that when we are trying to find ourselves as mothers, claiming ourselves through these acts of mothering can be the only way we start to feel like ourselves? It's like we're walking through the dark, trying to find out who we are now. And the things that we're feeling in the dark are the things that we're going to hang on to tightly. And that might very well be being the only one who can rock the baby. Be the only one who can do the school pickups. Being the only one who can comfort the child to sleep. And so, no matter how tired you are and how broken you may feel, asking someone else to step in and do those things, oh, that is taking you away. That is removing the parts that you've fought hard to claim and own. You've been working night and day to try and figure out how to do this mothering thing, and by letting someone else do it, that's surrendering a hard-won part of yourself. If you take this away from me, then who am I? Let me say that again. If you take this away from me, if I give you this task, if I let you be the one who does this, then who am I? This is why it's so hard. Not because you're a martyr and you want to do it all. Maybe there's a little bit of that. And not because you're afraid of the judgment, and maybe there's a bit of that too. But if we are to really understand why we struggle with this so much, we have to go further than that. We have to also understand that for a woman whose whole world has just turned upside down, perhaps even into the first few years of motherhood, whose sense of self was so attached to other outside parts of herself that have now gone or changed and shifted. Being a mother, being the one that does these things, is who she thinks she is now. Asking her to surrender that perhaps might be taking away too much. So what do we do about that? because we certainly don't want to be stuck in the martyr and feel so attached to being the only one who can do these things that we can't let it go. Remembering our children need a village. We're meant to be doing this together. So this is not about accepting that's what your role should be. Instead, recognize the fear of letting go. Recognize that it might be a sign of the hard-won role that you are attached to right now. Recognize that the reason why it's hard to ask and receive that help is because right now, that's the thing you have fought the hardest for. You've sacrificed for. You've let so many other things fall to the side for a moment so you could be that mother. You could be that person for your child. See that that's what it is about and give yourself incredible kindness. Recognize it's a sign of matrescence. It's a sign of the change, the transformation of who you are. And it can be bumpy and scary. But in the end, it's actually an enormous gift. But to understand that, you'll need to let that baby be held by someone else so you can carve out the time to figure out who you are now. You will need to ask for help. You will need to allow others to do the pickups and the drop-offs. You will need to let go of that identity of the mother as your child grows. And know that in that process, you will reclaim the parts of you that have fallen away. That's what this is. It's a letting go of who you were, stepping into the unknown, and then coming out the other side, claiming the parts you want to keep and letting everything else go. But for now, just understand, sometimes it's hard to let others take these things from us. Because when we've fought so hard to figure out how to be a mum all on our own, behind closed doors, without a village, when we have walked away from so much of our power in our lives before motherhood, power in the office, power in a relationship, power in the community, when all of that is gone and we're in our homes trying to figure out who we are, and how we can do this motherhood thing. It can be difficult to let others help. So be kind. Understand that about yourself. Take a deep breath and let them take the child, because in that space, you'll find yourself again. Please share this podcast if it resonates with you or any of your mama friends, so we can really understand ourselves better as women and mothers, stop judging ourselves and stop struggling to receive the help we need. And if you have a moment, take a screenshot of this podcast episode and share it on social media and tag me. I would love to hear your thoughts, your aha moments as you listen. Until next week, Sat Nam.